you will hear a woman talking at a careers conference about her job as an events organizer.
I'm here today to talk to you about my job as an events organizer. Now, many people are interested in this type of work, and it looks like fun. But I should warn you, it is very hard work. I'm sure you all know we need to do many different things in order to make a successful event. But when you are working for someone else, you really need to do things in the right order. The very first thing you need to do is choose the date and also decide on the budget. That is, the amount of money you are going to spend. I say this because it's easy for the customer to forget about the cost, as they are so excited about the event itself. So it's very important that you discuss the costs in detail right at the start, before you have to make choices about what you can and can't have. Okay, so after that, the next thing to do is find and book somewhere to hold the event. Some places are very popular, so don't forget, you have to reserve them before you do anything else. Decide if it's indoor or outdoor, and before you book, make sure your client can afford it. Discuss and agree on a good price for them. Then order the invitations, as they will take a while to print, and you need to tell guests in good time. The earlier, the better. And do remember to look at the invitations carefully before you send them, to check they have all the necessary details. The next thing to do is start thinking about the food. You will need to make quite a few decisions with your client. For example, is it going to be a sit-down dinner or a buffet? And apart from the food itself, there are smaller things to decide, like table decorations and flowers. Then you can start organising things like the entertainment. You may have to book a musician or band. If it's a big event, you will have to decide how many staff you will need to help on the day. As you plan the event, it's not a problem if you have to go back to your customer and change a few small things. This is normal and all part of the job of keeping your client happy and making sure they get what they want. One of the most difficult parts of being an events planner is remembering all the things you have to do. So perhaps my most important advice is to make a list of everything you need to do. You can add things to this, and you can tick things as you complete them. In this way, you won't forget. And finally, my last piece of advice is always stay in touch with your client.